I have to admit that I actually find Lent to be one of my favorite times of the liturgical year. Not because I like giving things up. You know, everybody always says, you know, as soon as Lent starts, so what are you giving up for Lent? And that's not the reason why I like it. I like Lent because it's an opportunity for us to turn again, to set aside something of the world or some things of the world, and to turn again to our Lord. Now, of course, the season of Lent is a season of preparation. We're preparing for the great celebration of Easter, the celebration of our Lord's resurrection from the dead. He died for our sins and he rose again. And of course, this is a season to prepare for that. But I think more importantly, this Lenten season is a season to prepare for our eternal life, to prepare ourselves for what is going to come after our time on earth is over. So it's important to realize that this season of Lent is a season for reconciliation with God, something we always need. We always need to return to our Lord. We're always turning inward. We're always turning into ourselves and what we want. Well, this Lenten season is a time to return to our Lord. As the first reading put it, rend your heart, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. That's the purpose of this season, is to turn again, to undergo conversion. The word conversion means to turn again, to return. Well, this Lenten season should be a time for us to have a conversion away from the things of the world and of our desires, if you will, to rend our hearts from what we want, and to turn again, to return to the things and to the will of God, which we are all called to follow. This is why we start with Ash Wednesday. We start with these ashes, which we will bless here in just a couple of minutes. These ashes are a sign for us and sign for those around us of our openness to conversion. They're the sign of conversion because they should be a reminder that our life here on earth is short. You know, we might have 100 years if we're lucky. We consider it fortunate if we live to be 100. Our life on earth is short. So we have these ashes with the words, remember that you are dust and unto dust you will return. Remind us that our life is short, that things here on earth will end. And it should also be a reminder for us, we don't know when they're going to end. We don't know when our life is going to be over. We hope for a good long life, but we know accidents happen. Disease, injury can happen, and our life could be short. So we need to be always, always prepared for the end of our life. This is not something we should put off. I think as Catholics, all too often, we kind of get in the mindset of, oh, I'll worry about eternal life later. I'll worry about that as I get older. And as we get older, it's, oh, I still got time left. I'm still healthy. And we put it off. But there is no good time to put it off towards. As St. Paul puts it, behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We should always be preparing ourselves for the end of our lives, for entrance into eternal life, now. How do we do this? Well, the Lenten season gives us the opportunity to engage in some of the penitential practices. And I think when we think of penance, we always think of something that's, you know, torturous, something that we really don't want to do. And in some cases, the penances are things we don't want to do. But it's like a person who's training as part of a sports team or training for something like a marathon. To become a great basketball player, to become a great football player, to become a great runner involves some pain. You have to stretch your body further than it really wants to go right now. And every day as you work towards your goal to be a good sports player, to be a good athlete, you have to stretch your body a little further. Well, the same way in our Christian walk, we have to be doing penitential practices to stretch us spiritually, stretch us emotionally, to grow closer to our Lord. So what are some of these penitential practices that we can be doing now as we enter into this Advent season, or Lenten season, excuse me? Fasting. giving up things. Matter of fact, today, as part of Ash Wednesday, we should have undergone a fast. Still not too late. You can, fast on not having supper. But we should fast, give up a meal, give up some food. Almsgiving, giving money to the poor, giving money to charities that help the poor throughout the world, giving money to the parish to do things that we need to do here. Matter of fact, a great practice is to give up a meal, skip a lunch, for example, on a Friday, and then give the money that you would have spent on that lunch to a charity like Food for the Poor or Catholic Relief Services. Wonderful Lenten practice. Praying, of course. Prayer should be part of our life, but more so during Lent. And of course, spiritual reading, another aspect of our life we should be doing. In fact, that's why we've got these. And if you came in the back door there, you saw all these sitting there. And I was glad to see a lot of people taking them. I was very glad to see that. These Magnificat Lenten companions. They're wonderful because they have little spiritual readings. Doesn't take more than a couple of minutes. Very simple reflections. Little prayers. And then has a little penitential practice at the bottom. A little thing to do. And it might be something like, spend 15 minutes in silence in prayer. Go to confession. Something like that. Some very simple little practice. So I encourage you to use these throughout Lent. I'm planning on it. Every day I plan on reading these. Because every day it's just a very simple little reflection. So I highly encourage you on that. Another penitential practice we should all be doing, and frankly I think is a must, it's an absolute essential for Catholics during Lent, and that is to receive the sacrament of confession at least once. At least. Lent is 6 weeks long. You can even receive it twice if you want. Once at the beginning, once at the end. But make that an absolute priority during this Lent, is to receive the sacrament of confession. We will, of course, have a penitential service on the 30th of this month. Take advantage of that and receive the sacrament at least once. There is one thing we are warned against, though, in the gospel when it comes to these penitential practices. We need to make sure we're doing them for the right reasons. We don't want to do them because that's what we've always done. And we don't want to do them because we want to look good for someone else. That's what had our Lord so upset in the gospel today, where he called people hypocrites. That's a pretty strong word. He called the Pharisees and the scribes hypocrites because they would do these practices, praying, fasting, almsgiving, for the sake of someone else's glory, someone else's praise. We need to be very careful that we aren't doing these practices for the wrong reasons. Instead, we must have the proper motivation. And of course, the proper motivation for these spiritual practices is for the praise and glory of God and for our salvation. So during this Lenten season, may we truly enter into this season. May we truly enter into these spiritual practices, into these penitential practices, and seek the conversion of heart, which will lead us to eternal life.